This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Lee Bryce with the world's easiest contest. Yeah, we got his concert tickets for you coming up. For many, it was a football weekend. I know I watched football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, last night, Sunday. And I'm ready for Monday Night Football tonight. Just, this is my favorite season. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, Producer Hope. Love me some football. But for many others, it was a wicked weekend. That movie, boom, blowing up big. The merch is going big. You went and saw it with a big group.
Yeah, so we were having a hard time finding a showtime that was going to accommodate seven people. So we're going through every single theater, sold out, sold out, sold out. So finally, we find one with an entire row.
Entire row.
Available.
Uh-huh.
Person booking. Boom. Not paying attention. A pop-up comes up. They're like, whatever. It's probably like that all-in pricing. We get there. There's four chairs in this row because she booked the handicap row. So there's multiple open spaces for wheelchairs to come in,
right.
But there's not enough chairs for all seven people.
Oh, no.
Should have been a red flag when every single theater was sold out that there were seven seats all together. So I'm like, why don't we play musical chairs? You know, every time a song comes on, we'll just jump, switch from standing to sitting. It's a long movie.
Wait a minute. So half your crew stood?
So we had to go and check with one of the employees, and they brought out office chairs from their like admin office.
Wow.
So we could sit. Wow. But my suggestion was play musical chairs.
Oh my gosh, musical chairs.
So that's what the pop-up was. When you're booking these and
yeah,
it comes up, they're handicapped. She wasn't reading it, or right. He wasn't reading it, whoever booked it.
If you're trying to go with a big group of people, pay attention to the last row. Make sure that if you need all seven seats, that they're there.
I bought mine days ago because I had eight of us going. And so all eight of us, we did get seats, but
legitimate seats. Like, she knows how to book online.
But you can't wait till that day. Yeah. Every single show, like you said, was absolutely sold out. But yeah, Wicked was a crazy experience for my crew as well.
Did you sing during it?
No, every time a song was about to start, the person next to me leaned over and was like, you're not going to sing, right? It's like, I'll just mouth the words over here. I won't make any noise.
We heard you on the B-Morning Coffee Club practicing.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Lip syncing's okay, but no vocals actually come out of your mouth. Really? They said that to you?
Yeah, and then Galinda, the good witch, is a little bit of a diva, and there were a couple things she did, and they were like, that's totally you. You would do that. It's like,
oh,
well.
My goodness.
Dang.
It is TJ Bow and Galinda, our new producer from Wicked. All right, we're going to catch up on what happened with TJ's big group at the theater next. WB Lee Bryce there. We are welcoming him to the Kodak Center Friday, January 31st. That's going to be a great show. All you got to do is listen up for the details right now about the world's easiest contest. So easy, we tell you the answer. Then you be call number 19 and say it back to us to win.
Yeah.
You went and saw Wicked.
Yeah.
Hope went with a big group, seven. How big was your group?
Eight.
Oh, even more. Eight.
Yeah, there was eight of us.
Did y'all enjoy the movie?
You know, I would say, I can't say all of us did, no. If you don't enjoy musical theater like a lot, then you're not going to enjoy this movie. My son, who's 12, was like, is this almost over? Is this almost over? Like, I fed him candy and everything. The movies are so fun. He was so over it. But I will say, the only tickets we could get was for IMAX. Like, the standard places were all sold out. So I paid more for IMAX, but we get in there and you don't have recliners in IMAX. Like, they're different seating.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, I kind of miss reclining because this is a long movie. And in my opinion, which take it for what it is, the movie was not loud enough. Like, they did not air it loud enough. I could hear the dude behind me talking to his wife. I could hear all the conversations around me because they're closer together in IMAX. And I was like, why is this so quiet? This should be loud.
I thought it was quiet in my version, too, that I saw.
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
If I, yeah. When you go see a show like at RBTL or something, like, you're living in it. You're live in this live musical. And it felt weird not to have it loud enough.
So you could hear others singing, which sometimes is not a good thing.
I could hear them talking. I could coughing, opening up their candy and their snacks. I was like, okay, this movie is not loud enough for me to really be part of it.
You remember the director said, tell your theater to keep it loud so other singing won't drown it out. Maybe he knew they didn't produce it loud enough. Maybe he was subliminally putting it out there.
Yeah.
Tell them to crank that sucker up.
I almost wanted to Karen out and be like, I'm going to go outside of this theater and go try to find someone to tell him to turn up the movie. But I didn't. I fought the urge. I didn't do that.
But sometimes if it is an issue, you're not really carrying out. You're helping everybody. I would have given a little poke. Hey, it sounds really low in there. I could hear people's...
Everything.
Noise. Yeah. But here, making out behind me. I mean, let's go. Turn this thing up. Wicked. Okay.
Yeah. And a heads up to those of you who do love the Broadway show like I do. It's only half the story, people. Half the story.
It's the first act of the musical.
It's crazy. The movie ended. I was like, wait a minute. What?
It starts out. It says Wicked Part 1. When it shows the title scene, says part one right at the beginning. But my group was freaking out because we were getting to Defying Gravity as the last song of the first act of the musical. And they're like, oh my God, is this almost over?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's the end of the first act. And they're like, this is the first half? It's like, no. There's a second movie coming out next year.
Ah, part two. So be prepared.
And
don't feel a little shortchanged. They had it all planned out for it's only going to be part one.
I was the only one in my group who had seen the show. So my sister's like, wow, it was so good. I go, it was only half the story. I can't tell you how much of the story you're missing. It gets so much better. This is just half of it.
Let's make that part of the world's easiest contest. TJ's sister loved it. TJ felt a little shortchanged. It was only half the musical. Only half the musical. That's why she felt a little shortchanged. It was only part one. Part two will be coming next year. Call number 19. Say that back to us. We'll hook you up with Lee Bryce concert tickets. It's that easy. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Thank you, Alan Jackson. He sounds so good doing Let It Be Christmas. Katrina and listening in Webster, on your way to work, what do you do?
I work in a financial services office.
Awesome sauce. Well, your call number 19, the world's easiest contest. It involves Wicked. Hope saw it. She was asked not to sing along by her family. TJ saw it. Her sister loved it. But TJ felt a little shortchanged. Why?
Because it was only the first act.
Yay! You were paying attention!
It was only half the show!
Right!
But I did cry. So even though it was just half the show, I still cried. My son was like, why is Mom crying? Because I'm a wreck. Have you seen it?
It's amazing. No, I'm getting tickets, but I've seen the Broadway musical, so I cannot wait.
Oh, you're going to love it. Well, congratulations, because you have tickets. We are presenting Lee Bryce, and My Guitar Acoustic Tour. This is happening January 31st at the Kodak Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you, Katrina, just won a pair, so can't wait to see you there as well.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my husband. We love country, so we always go together.
All right, who's a better country dancer?
Oh, me. He will not dance. He'll sing, but he won't dance.
He'll sing, but he won't dance. Okay, well. Lee Bryce will have some backup from the audience, him singing there, huh?
There you go, and me dancing. We're good to go.
Well, that's the perfect couple, right? And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
The B Morning Coffee Club. I love all the variety of music and the banter back and forth.
Never a dull moment with us, huh?
Very true. Very true. It's good. It keeps me awake on my way to work.
And have you ever won with us before?
I have not.
First time winner!